You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio once again alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philly, and happy Crab Friday. I think it's Crab Friday today.
It is French Fry Friday.
Yeah, well, it's Crab Fry.
But we have all the crab fries in here. Pete, we'll talk to Pete in a few minutes.
Famous
here.
Plug.
Pete.
I feel like I need to do this because, you know, Pete's been feeding me.
Oh, yeah.
For a while. I'm pretty sure he can claim me on his taxes right now.
Yeah, let's hold it up for the YouTuber.
Piece, man.
We got the crab fries. We'll talk to Pete in a little bit here. But the crab fry mascot walking around the Odyssey Studios here. A bunch of crab fries in the hub area. This is awesome stuff here.
Yeah,
so.
Crab fries. Yeah, listen, you can never go wrong with crab fries. I've had friends that when I was in Atlanta, when they would come to town, they would ask me where to go. I said, go to Chicken Piece, man. You got to get some crab fries.
Well, especially today. $1 crab fries.
$1.
All day, Hugh, to benefit the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. As I said, we'll talk to Pete in a few minutes here. We'll get more information on that. But make sure you get out to your local Chickies and Pete's today. $1 crab fries all day. That's a hell of a deal. So make sure you're doing that today.
Yeah, and I saw Superman yesterday, so I'm curious. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
Okay.
Because I know everybody's wondering. You know, well, everybody's probably going to see it because it's a hot movie. So I'm not going to spoil it. But I'm curious to all those that have seen it without spoiling it. I want to know what you thought about the movie.
Well, and we might need to get a Hugh Douglas movie review later on. Not any spoilers.
Nah.
But just a general review from you.
I know Max is going to see it. Max told me he was going to see it. I don't want to spoil it for Max.
Yeah, Max was saying he's going to get, you know, lit up before he goes to the movies.
What do you call it? He going to shoot a few brews.
Yeah, he said,
get a few natty lights.
I'm going to pound some beers at the brewery and then go watch some Superman. Sounds like a great night.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see how everybody else felt. Because I left the movie theater still pondering what I just saw.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but I will say it was different.
This week we've gotten a new, because I know you guys used to like to talk about the different personalities of Hugh.
Yes.
What is this, pondering Douglas this week? Perspective Douglas?
Thoughtful Hugh.
Thoughtful Hugh, yeah.
No, you know what's funny? Because yesterday we've had a couple moments where I've had a few pregnant pauses. I just want to take time, instead of just being so reactionary with my thoughts or my feelings, I just want to take time a little bit and just think about what's being asked of me.
Exactly.
That too.
Well, you're known for your thoughtfulness, Hugh, and we'll get your thoughts throughout the course of the
show
today.
Slow it down a little bit.
But where we'll start today is with the Phillies. Phillies starting their final series for the All-Star break tonight.
Yes.
Taking on the Padres in San Diego.
Fathers.
Coming up at noon, we will be joined by Scott Fransky live out there in San Diego. So we'll talk to Scott about everything that's happened this week, everything going on with the team. But yesterday when we were on, a piece came out from Matt Gelb of The Athletic talking about the Phillies at the trade deadline and looking at the more expensive aisle, was the way he put it, is the Phillies are looking to shop in a higher tier this year when it comes to pieces at the trade deadline they could look to add to this team. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say it right off top, Hugh, I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't trust Dave Dombrowski to do the things that he says he's going to do at the deadline. I mean, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. The past couple years, he has not done it. I don't trust Dave Dombrowski. Do you? 215-592-9494. And I'll throw it to you, Hugh. As we head toward the deadline here, we'll obviously talk about it a lot the next couple weeks. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to go out and get the Phillies the pieces they need to really complete this team, be a championship contender?
Do I trust him? I would say yes, I would. Because when I look at the landscape of this team right now, they're getting a little older. They've been right there on the cusp for the last couple of years. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Dodgers. Remember those years that the Dodgers had where they were kind of like right there and they never got over the hump? And then they stuck with their manager because he's been there for like, what, 8 years or something
Dave
like
Roberts.
That? Yeah, he's been there for like 8 years. And then they finally break through. But the unfortunate thing about this team is they're getting a little older. They're getting a little older. And, you know, when you look at the Dodgers, for example, they went out, they got Shohei Ohtani. Before that, they got Freddie Freeman. You know, they got Mookie Betts and all those guys. So it was – they did what they had to do. So I feel like the Phillies are kind of like right there. We don't know how many more good years we're going to have of Bryce. Now, it looks like Bryce is trending in the right direction right now. But you don't want to waste those – you don't want to waste those moments, man. You don't want to waste this pitching that you have. So, yeah, I trust that.
I totally agree, and I think that's what the Phillies should do. But based off Dave Dombrowski's resume the last couple years, I can't, like, believe and trust that that's going to happen. I mean, you know, we hear the reports. We hear about, oh, the Phillies are looking at this. Phillies are looking at that. They know what they know they need pieces to complete this team. But then I look at what they've actually done. And the last couple deadlines, I mean, 2023, Michael Lorenzen, who was essentially a sixth starter, Rodolfo Castro, a guy who's not even in the major leagues right now, I mean, that deadline was a disgrace. And that deadline probably cost the Phillies a World Series that year. Last year, you get Carlos Estevez, Tanner Banks, Austin Hayes. None of those guys very good for him. I mean, Estevez, I guess people will say his numbers during the regular season weren't bad. I think if you watched him pitch, it told a little different story where he did struggle. He did allow runners to get on. And the bottom line is, I feel like the last couple years, Dave Dombrowski hasn't made those big moves, those splash moves. And that's what I think this team needs. And based on his history, like, I don't care about what's said. You know, the saying is words are wind. Like, it doesn't really matter what you say. It's what you do. And what Dombrowski's done does not give me confidence that he's going to really act appropriately this year.
I look at it like this. Because I've been here for, what, 3 years, right? And in my three-year span that I've been here, I got here right after the Phillies went to the World Series and all that. So I've been here for a little while. But I remember going into this thing, the young guys were a big part of the future. Like, you know, I remember when we were talking about the daycare and how at one point during the season, I think that was my first season here, where they kind of carried the team when the guys at the top of the order, they really weren't hitting as well. So I feel like a lot of the moves that Dave Dombrowski didn't make was because he felt like the younger guys were going to break through. Now, fast forward to this year, and unfortunately, Stott and Bohm, because those are the two guys that I was talking about, they haven't taken the leap that you would like them to take. You know, and, you know, when you talk about the top of the order, Schwarber contract being up, you know, Bryce Harper dealing with some injury issues. Trey Turner looked like he's starting to turn the corner a little bit. JT getting a little older. So now I think you're more in a position where you're kind of pressed to go out and make those moves because, like I said, those young guys didn't take that leap that you thought they were going to take.
Absolutely. And if you want to get in on this, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494, you truly trust Dave Dombrowski at the deadline because I think we all know they need the moves, but it's about whether you trust Dombrowski to make them or not. And I just don't, and part of it is just, and most of it is the way he's acted. But also, Dave Dombrowski has kind of just seemed hesitant to go all in the last couple of years. Here was Dave Dombrowski talking recently about, you know, weighing going for it versus keeping some of the prospects at the deadline.
We've had this core of players together for quite a few years, 4 or 5 years. And then now as they get a little bit older, people say, well, your window is closing. Well, I agree, and yet I disagree with that quite strongly because maybe it's closing with all these exact players because we have some free agents at the end of the year and your chances of maybe re-signing all of them is not going to be good, but you never know what happens. But also, we still have a good core of young players that are with our organization. We still have good starting pitching, and that's going to be with us for years. And we're also starting to get an influx of talent from our minor league system. If you have a chance to win, and it doesn't matter if you have a club that is a younger club or you have a club that is a veteran club, you're trying to do everything you can within reason to try to win. I mean, that's why we're in the game.
And that concerns me because I feel like you hear Dave Dombrowski speak there. And, you know, he does sound to me like he's more qualifying it with, well, we have these young players coming up as well. And I think there's too much of an eye toward the future and not enough of an eye into right now. And here's a little more. And this is just in terms of Dave Dombrowski and why it's hard to believe all the things that you hear. Because Matt Gelb, I don't doubt his reporting that that's what the Phillies are getting out there right now, is that they want to shop in the higher end. They want to go after the bigger targets. But we've heard this before. This was former GM Jim Bowden last year during basically this exact time of year, talking about Dombrowski and what he's going to get at the deadline.
That's their target. That's it. And knowing Dave Dombrowski, the one thing I know about him is when he targets something, he'll get it. And when he targets it, it's not going to be a risk. It's going to be the best. When he targets the best, he gets the best. So Dave's going to get one of those three guys.
I'm so tired of hearing this. I mean, Dave.
Talking about what he used to do.
Oh, my. Oh, he only goes out and gets the best. Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro, that's not the best. Austin Hayes is not the best. How can we trust them, Hugh?
Damn.
I'm sorry. Get fired about Dombrowski.
Because I feel like he has one foot in and one foot out. And as a GM, that's the fence that you always try to straddle. But realistically, when you look at your team and the fact that Schwarber, one of your biggest bats, is potentially out of here. You know, Zach Wheeler told you flat out, I only got two more of these things in me. I got two more, and then I'm out. And we don't know what we're going to get from Aaron Nola. That feels like a pressure situation to me. That feels like something that, hey, you got to strike while the iron's hot.
It is a dire situation, and I think you need to. And I want to believe. I want to believe these reports. I want to believe the Matt Gelb report that Dombrowski's going to go all out this deadline. He's going to do whatever it takes to improve this team. But then, you know, you see the stuff that they're really not focused on the lineup. They're really looking at the bullpen primarily. I think you need both, and I can't trust him based on the resume the last few years, not just the deadlines, but the off seasons either. I mean, you look at really the resume of Dave Dombrowski since the Phillies went to the World Series in 2022. It is not good. Want to know if you trust him at the deadline to make the improvements the Phillies need. 215-592-9494. Let's ask Perspective Kyle this week. Kyle Quinn, very
Kyle.
Level-headed Kyle Quinn, yep. This week. What do you think, Kyle? Do you trust Dave Dombrowski? Yes or no, you trust this man?
Somebody's got to be level-headed on the show. I'm with Hopeful Hugh today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, like, and look, I am totally with you. The track record, the resume of the deadline moves here with Dave Dombrowski, it's not been good. But what Jim Bowden said was, when he targets the best, he gets the best. I'm not so sure that he was making, or going into these deadlines the past few years, making the biggest swings. I think he was sort of hedging a little bit with the future. Like, I think the fact that he didn't do as much this offseason is what indicates to me that he's gearing up to finally make that big swing at this trade deadline. Like, I just don't think he's been willing to part with some of their top-end prospects over the last few years. I think now he might be. You heard him. He knows
might
that this...
Might be. He
yeah,
needs
no,
to be.
I know, but I think now he looks at this team's window and realizes that it is closing. They don't know if they're going to have Schwarber back next season. They don't know if they're going to have JT back next season. Mm. Ranger Suarez, a lot of these guys, like, he knows that the time is now. It's put up or shut up time. And I think now this deadline, we're going to see him part ways with some of their higher end prospects. And I think he's going to get some good returns for them. I just have a feeling that when the dust settles this time, we're going to be very happy with the deadline moves. Am I guaranteeing a World Series? No. But no team that makes a big move, no matter who you get, is guaranteed a World Series. I feel pretty good about it this time.
Well,
I just do.
I hope he's willing to do it, but I can't, like, if the question is, do you trust him to do it? Do you believe he will do it? Based on the last couple of years, it's just impossible for me to do that because we don't have the evidence. Like, all of the evidence points in the other direction. All of the evidence points in the direction of Dave Dombrowski being conservative, of him prioritizing the long term, of him being unwilling to move on from these prospects. And I think this is a year where that philosophy needs to change. I think the Phillies need to be more aggressive. They need to go out and improve the deadline. And I don't trust them. Hugh does. Would love to get your take. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Oh, wow. Look at this. Thank you, Pete. Pete Cherokee of Chickies and Pete's joining us in studio now. It is National Crab Fry Day. What a day. $1 National French Fry Day. $1 crab fries crab Friday at all Chickies and Pete's locations. 12-year tradition continuing on Friday. All sales from the $1 crab fries will benefit the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. What's going on, Pete? Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. And I think you had it right the first time. It is National Crab Fries Day. It's National French
Fries. National Crab Fries Day in Philadelphia.
I tried to tell
you. Well, not only in Kansas City also.
Yeah.
Because we do the same thing in Kansas City, National Crab Fries Day, and we do the FOP Survivors Fund in Kansas City too, although they're not happy with us this year.
No. Yeah, we kicked that ass.
Yeah, but we had dollar crab fries there also. And like I said, like you said, the whole dollar goes to the FOP Survivors Fund for the, and the Survivors Fund takes care of the police officers that have fallen and the ones who are injured in the line of duty for their children. So it goes to a very, very good cause. We also have a $5 Miller Lite pitchers all day.
Okay.
So you get $5 pitcher Miller Lite all day long and all participating in Chickie and Pete's. But the crab fries, you're going home from work, stopping at Chickie and Pete's, grab 10 orders for 10 bucks. They're giant. Yeah,
and then you got
bring them to the kids in the neighborhood.
And then you got a late Phillies game tonight. You got the night crowd. Everybody comes out. They get their $5 pitchers, their $1 crab fries. Sounds like a great night.
Yeah, it doesn't end at 7 o'clock, I'll tell you that. It's all night long. Dollar crab fries, $5 pitchers. We're so happy to do it. We raised over $225,000 doing this.
That's awesome.
It works. It works for everybody. They're inexpensive for the consumer, yet the money grows and makes a big bang for the buck, you might say, for the Survivors Fund.
No, and that's awesome, Pete. And another thing about this that I love that you guys do is, in addition, the Express food truck will travel to select Philadelphia police districts and give free lunch to the Philadelphia police officers. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll stop at the 24th District, 25th District. We'll also start at the Academy, the Police Academy, and we'll bring the truck, the Crab Fry Express. We'll cook, just like we cook these crab fries for you guys, fresh right outside of the building. The Crab Fry Express brings them right to you. We cook them right on location and hand them out, and chicken tenders and so on for the FOP guys that are just starting to graduate, guys and girls that are graduating from the academy to become future police officers, which we need so desperately.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome, man. And just how important is it and how dear is it to you to support the local law enforcement in the city?
Well, you know, we have restaurants and bars, and Chickies and Pizzas is pretty popular in this area. And we just feel so safe closing at 2 in the morning because we have police that can keep an eye out on everybody. And without them, who knows what we'd be dealing with. It can't be an easy job, as you know. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. And we just say thank you. Thank you, but for the ones who are unfortunate, we want to thank them by helping their children.
Yeah, and that's awesome. I mean, 12 years now, you're talking about now like a generation of kids that you guys have supported here with this.
And we're glad to do it. And like, we love delivering our crab fries to you guys. And this morning, we're PHT and all the different stations, you know, to drop them off to everybody. And we know it's a good business card to walk in with.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, like I tell them, I was telling TK earlier, like, I have friends that come up from out of town, from Georgia, and I would always send them to your spot because they were like, well, I want to taste something that's really Philadelphia. I said, well, you got to get some crab fries. You got to go to Chicken and Peace.
Oh, yeah. It's at the stadium, at the ballpark, they took over for the hot dog. It's the new hot dog, crab fries, you know?
Well I mean,
they really are clutch.
It's a Philadelphia tradition, man. I mean, I took my son to his first Sixers game this past year, and I went with my son, my brother, and my nephew, and we went to Chickies and Pete's for dinner, went over for the game, and it's like, you know, my son understands that's the routine now. If we're going to a game, we're going to Chickies for dinner.
It's not
first.
A real game unless you have crab fries.
Yeah, you got to go. That's the pregame. That's the pregame most of the time.
Absolutely. Now, Pete, I got to get your thoughts. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the Phils. What are your thoughts on this team this year?
Listen, they're they're doing great. Look at their record. I think they might be the best record in baseball right now. Maybe two or three they might be. But
yeah,
they're doing great. I mean, you know, it seems like you unplugged some guys and still got – they were still good. So Harper was out, and then Harper comes back, and he's great. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's a year if they can make a move right now, they should, because this is they got something special. They could do it.
Yeah.
You know what, Pete? I wish you were here a couple days earlier. Because we do this segment called You People, right? And somebody said that TK looked like a failed restaurateur because he had like this crazy haircut.
Yeah.
I wish you could have been here to see what he looked like so I could get your assessment of whether or not he looked like a failed restaurateur.
He still thinks I do now.
Yeah, but yeah, what's the difference between then and now?
I don't have the nice hair like Pete. Pete, you got a great head of hair there. You always have. Unbelievable.
Let it grow a little bit.
No, he did.
That's the problem. I let it grow too far.
He did let it grow. And somebody said that he looked like a guy that was running a failed restaurant.
I don't know what they look like.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. Yeah.
Thank God. I don't know what that, you know.
Yeah, Pete's not an expert in
I'm not
failed
saying. I'm just wondering what would Pete feel like. I'm pretty sure you've seen some people that, you know, you've seen around. Not your place, but you've seen them. And I was just kind of wondering
it's a shame to say TK could fail at anything, but
it'll be true though. It'll be true.
Well, you know, you haven't failed here. stick to what you know.
Thank you, Pete. National Crab Fry Day, $1 crab fries all day, Chickies and Pete's locations, $5 personal Miller Lite pitchers. All proceeds will benefit the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. Pete, this is awesome again, man, and thank you so much for coming in today.
We're proud to do it. We love doing it.
Well, appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having
us on. Have a good one, Pete.
Thanks a lot. Pete Cherokee of Chickies and Pete's. We will, for sure. Are you already digging into those here?
Yeah, I always do, man. Listen, like I said, I'm pretty sure Pete should be able to claim on his taxes now because he's been feeding me damn near every day since I've been here.
And I was feeding him last time he was here, too.
Yeah.
You know, but that's okay. We like you. You like guys with big appetites and big smiles.
There you go.
Appreciate you, Pete.
You've got both of those. And, man, look, we got the crab fry mascot in here. This is an incredible day. No better way to get the show started. I feel like I have an extra burst of energy now.
Yeah, the crab fry. We got crab fries. We got the crab fry. What you call it, Pete?
The crab fry guy.
Yeah, the crab fry guy.
That's perfect.
Everybody's in here just hanging out.
Yeah.
Good
time. So awesome stuff. Make sure you get out Chickies and Pete's today. Once again, $1 crab fries all day, $5 personal pitchers of Miller Lite, all to support the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. So a great great thing that Chickies and Pete does every single year to benefit the police of Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Get to all your calls coming up. The trade deadline coming up in a few weeks. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to get this deadline right? Hopeful Hugh is a believer. I'm not.
Hopeful
plus, we'll play some audio from Chase Utley, who talked about this team, and Dave Dombrowski recently. And we'll let you know what we're looking into on Tri-Day today. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. It's the midday show. Man, I'm just housing the crab fries during the break, Hugh. Hard to.
Yeah.
They're one of those things, you have a couple of them. I mean, the whole thing's going to be done before you know it.
Yeah, especially if you're having a sesh. Oh, look, I got.
If you're having a sesh.
Wait a minute, I got crab fry stuff in my beard.
Yeah.
I got to get that out. Yeah,
get that out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. You want to make sure
you're
cleaned
up. You got it.
For the YouTube, people are going to be coming for you today.
Oh, they probably will.
If you got crab fry stuff in your beard.
They probably will.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. As we talked about with Pete in the last segment, make sure you get out Chickies and Pete's today. $1 crab fries, $5 Miller Lite pitchers, all going to the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. So great stuff from Chickies and Pete's. Make sure you're going out and doing that today. 215-592-9494. It is Friday. It feels nice to be on a Friday.
Yeah,
don't you just have a little more energy on a Friday?
Well, yeah, because you're getting ready for the weekend. Everybody getting ready to ramp up for whatever social events that they have going on, man. And yeah, it's a good time.
Big Phillies game tonight. Phillies in San Diego. And the question we're asking to start the show here, do you trust Dave Dombrowski to do the right things at the deadline? Not what you want him to do. I think we all want Dave Dombrowski to go out, make big moves to improve this team. But do you trust him? Because that's the thing. I can't get to the point where I trust him. And I am encouraged, I would say, by the rumors that are out there. But I can't fully believe it because, hey, we've seen what we have seen the last couple years. And the bottom line is, the last few seasons, Dave Dombrowski, despite a lot of the same stuff being out there, Jim Bowden, we played it last segment, what was said last year right around this exact time in terms of Dave Dombrowski and what he's going to do at the deadline, he didn't do it. He hasn't chopped at that high-end aisle. He hasn't been willing to trade some of the top prospects. And until he does that, I can't believe he's going to do it. I'm not buying it. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't believe in Dave Dombrowski making the right moves at this deadline. You, Hugh, Kyle, you guys both believe he will.
Yeah, I think the time is now. You know, if you want to push all in, man, I mean, you kind of stood pat in offseason with some of the moves that you tried to make that you didn't make. We all know what those are. This team is right there. I know it's hard for a lot of people to see, but when you look at the standings, man, the standings don't lie. I mean, I think we're harder on our team because it's our team. But when you look around the landscape of baseball, the Phillies are right there. They're one of the better teams, the top-tier teams in Major League Baseball. So if you're talking about one or two moves and potentially trading away some prospects to help you make that move, you know, holding you back, I don't think that you have the luxury to do that, especially when you have a team that's getting old right before your eyes. Bryce Harper's been here, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
Long-ass time,
six
man.
And a, yeah, this is year seven.
Long-ass time, crazy. And I know he has to be getting antsy, and he's starting to feel a little mortal. I mean, as much trash – almost had to self-edit that.
Oh.
But as much stuff as Bryce Harper talked the other day, I go back to that last soundbite that he had before he had the game that he had, and he talked about how he felt and all those other things. As I can tell you, man, when you feel – and not saying he's all the way there, but when you're not centered and you're getting a little older and you haven't accomplished some of the things you want to accomplish, you start to think about that a lot. And it starts to become one of those things where, you know, you're like, hey, well, when am I going to break through? Because, you know, you have a lot of, like, say, guys like Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter. They ain't got to worry about that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They have a long career in front of them.
They got a long career in front of them. They ain't got to worry about that. Quinyon Mitchell.
Well, I hope so.
But when you get a little older, TK, that starts to weigh on you a little bit.
Well, like, I mean, to that point, like, I think the mortality of this core is in clear focus right now. Like, the Harper injury stuff has to be making Dave think, how much more time do I have left?
Yeah, you got to kick out of that old thing.
That was a deep sentence right there. The mortality of this core is...
But it's true. Think about it. Kyle Schwarber's on the last year of his deal. JT Romuto, last year of his deal. Ranger Suarez.
Old. Man,
Zach Wheeler talking about retiring in 2 years, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, the mortality thing is at the forefront
right now. It's true.
Like,
and how many more years of a decent pitcher in Aaron Nola do we have? Like, all of these things. And the Bryce Harper one being the biggest. How many more years is Bryce Harper going to be an MVP caliber player? Will he ever be an MVP caliber player again? The time is now for Dave Dombrowski to make a move. And by the way, I don't think they, like, part of this is I don't think they need that much. Like, I know everyone wants a really high caliber type of player, and that would be great. But I don't think that's required for this team to be pushed over the top and win a World Series. So, like, the job, I don't think, is that hard for Dave Dombrowski this time.
Oh, I disagree. I think they need a ton. I think they need a big bat. I think they need at least one bullpen, probably two bullpen arms. And then you move a third guy. That can be your starter that you move to the bullpen, whoever that is. But I can't trust them. I can't say I believe after the last couple of years. I mean, they've had opportunities, and Dave Dombrowski has shied away. He's kind of shriveled up at the deadline. That can't happen this year.
But why is it?
We can't have shriveling.
Why is it so? You're not a big fan of shriveling.
I'm not a shriveling.
I just don't know why it's so inconceivable that this deadline we're going to end up with. You know, what if they end up with Taylor Ward and two bullpen guys that can help you?
Mm.
And then when you push a starter or two into the bullpen too, like, that to me is perfectly enough.
I you know, and I'm out on Ted. Taylor
you don't
Ward.
Like Taylor Ward.
Yeah. Kyle's
I'm
obsessed
still,
with Taylor Ward.
I'm not obsessed with Taylor Ward.
I'm still stuck on Kyle chuckling at the old people analogy. I appreciate that.
Old people are funny, man.
Five minutes left in the third quarter. You're not that old.
No, dude, you should have seen Hugh at the airport. You wouldn't be saying that if you saw Hugh.
Oh, no, what happened at the airport?
I was high at the airport.
You talk about, like, worst places to go high?
No,
isn't
listen,
that, like, one of the worst places you could go?
I popped the gummy before we went in because I was like, you know.
You got to wait till you're on the plane.
You had to have some woman assist him at the kiosk.
You don't do that before you go through TSA. That's a rookie mistake.
Hey, listen.
What are you doing?
Outside of that. It was a good day. Like, I was in the back seat, and I'm riding, and I was cool. Nobody asked me to do nothing until we had to check in.
She's like, excuse me, sir, are you okay? Like, do you need help? And, like, and then he had a life alert moment when we were boarding the plane, when he slammed his head on the overhead.
And Kyle's laughing, right? And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, it's not funny. And I'm like, I know that guy.
Sir, are you okay? Yeah. And I'm just cracking up.
This is just the hilarious visual of Hugh, like, going through TSA, struggling to get his belt off and his shoes off.
Oh, no, man. You know, like, when I'm like that, man, I just get quiet.
Okay.
And so So what happened, Kyle went to the kiosk, and I was like, what is Kyle doing? Like, what is he doing? And so I looked at the kiosk, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. So I went
They'll
to
just
the,
scan your ID.
No, you got to type in some stuff I really wasn't trying to remember.
Okay.
So I was trying to go to the front. I was trying to get somebody to, like, physically assist me. And she saw me. She's like, no, I got you.
Joe and I are off to the side, like, he was struggling. So
and I
hard
hate,
right
but
now.
See, this is the thing I hate because they didn't say anything. They just let it play out.
But that's one of the areas where out. Like being an older guy helps you out because it's like, hey, what am I going to do?
I was just like, I had a lot going on, but I had, like, outside of that moment. The day was wonderful.
Well, it doesn't sound like you had that much going on. It just sounds like you were
I was mellow.
The worst part of the day.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was mellow. I was super mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
All
good
right.
times.
Well, there you go. That's a great story. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski at the deadline? I do not. Hugh and Kyle do. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy back to blue, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Hey, first of all, hats off to Pete, supporting law enforcement. It's an amazing thing. So good for you, Pete. Guys, I'm hot and cold on my trust for Dombrowski. Q, we like analogies, right?
I love analogies.
So let me use an analogy to illustrate how I feel about this whole thing. So pre-Phillies Dave is like Fritz versus the camera in baseball. Confident winner, right? That's how Jack was. That's how I think Dave was before he got here. Now, since Dave has come to the Phillies, his trade moves are more like Fritz versus the camera in golf, again, being Fritz, an epic flop and failure. And that's how I feel about Dave. The Phillies Dave has not been great. I don't know what is going on with him, but we need him to remember, go back to his roots like Jack did this week and figure it out and lock back in. And I don't know how any better to explain it than that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and Chris, this is the problem, though. I don't know if that Dave Dombrowski is still there. You know, I think there was an idea of what we thought we were getting when he was hired. And I think initially it looked that way. They signed Kyle Schwarber. They signed Nick Castellanos. Trey Turner, even though I think that was probably more of a John Middleton decision than anything else. But I don't know if Dave Dombrowski has the ability to make these moves anymore. And I do think, like, they've just gotten so in love with these prospects that I don't believe they're going to move on from them. Like, we talked a lot about the Painter thing yesterday. I don't think they're moving Painter. I don't think they would really under any circumstance. I would honestly be surprised if they moved Aiden Miller as well. And this is the thing, man. If you're going to get what you need, you're probably going to need to trade Aiden Miller at the deadline.
Well, he needs to do something, because here's the reality of this. This is Philadelphia, okay? And, guys, I love our fan base, and I love Philadelphia fans, because we always keep it 100, all right? Like Hugh says, like, we always try to keep it 100 here.
Do that.
You
got to keep it a being.
You know, and speaking of keeping it 100, in comparison to how other teams are, right, some other teams are very soft and weak. Like, by example, San Diego Charger Aaron loves Philip Rivers and the Chargers, even though they collapse in the playoffs every year. And, you know, likes to throw flowers at the camera for embarrassing himself on Wednesday. That's not how Philadelphia rolls. Like, that's how soft opposing teams that root for the Chargers or cow loser Jim, you know, even though Dallas flops in the playoffs. That's not who Philadelphia is. Philadelphia is about winning. We're about championships, you, right? We are all about trophies. And you know what? Philadelphia demands excellence. And we are now, Dave, if you're listening, put your ears on. Your feet are to the fire, sir. Because you know what? Dave, Mr. Middleton wants you to bring back his bleeping T-R-O-P-H-Y
trophy.
Go back or go home, Dave.
There you go, Chris. I actually predicted that one right in my head. I probably should have said it, but as Chris was going through, I tried to predict what he was going to say.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
So there you go. And yeah, I mean, you got to go out and you got to be aggressive and you got to go for it. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But did want to play some audio for you real quick from a former Philly. Chase Utley was on MLB Network. He's playing in the whatever golf outing they got going on, Lake Tahoe this week. All the celebrities are out there playing. But Chase Utley talked a little bit about the Phillies moving forward. And first, here was Chase on the outlook the rest of the season.
Just kind of your overview on what you've seen from the Phils when you're able to watch them this year.
Yeah, I mean, nothing has changed over the past few years, meaning they have a strong team. They have an amazing offense. And like you said, their pitching staff has dialed it up a bit. Obviously, with Zach Wheeler leading the charge there, he's a pretty special pitcher and really extremely fun to watch and not fun to face. And obviously, as we all know, the offense is strong. So yeah, listen, I like their chances as I've liked their chances the last few years. It's all about timing, getting hot at the right time. And if they can get hot at the right time, they have a wonderful chance to go where they want to go.
And I think that's part of it, getting hot at the right time. But to get hot at the right time, you also need guys that are capable of doing it. And last year, I mean, they weren't capable of doing that.
Yeah, but they feel like they have the guys. I mean, there's a lot of truth to what Chase just said, man, and it's like it's almost like you just try to sustain until you get to that sweet spot, you know. Especially when you talk about 162 games, I know in playing football, you know, when I played it was 16 games, and you always wanted to be a little bit better than you were the week before, so that when you get to the end of the season, you're in tip top form, and hopefully you're healthy at that point. Well, functional, I should say, because everybody's a little banged up, but you want to be functional, and you want to be. You want to be playing your best ball at that time. So I get that. I get that. And it feels like this week probably was the week that the Phillies might turn the corner. You know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, it happened during the All-Star break coming up. But that might be the case. It might be them taking that next step to get that momentum they need to carry them into the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to come down to that, the players performing, and obviously what they do. Here was more from Chase talking about Dave Dombrowski and you know, trusting him.
Obviously, we're getting close to the trade deadline here, Chase. What do you think that this team should do? Obviously, we talked about the Zach Wheeler window possibly closing. He might have 2 years left. He talked about retirement after that contract expires. Are you willing for this team to kind of go all in? Obviously, they need some bullpen help. They need maybe another right-handed bat in the lineup. Are you going to give up the farm to kind of go all in here if you were Dave Dombrowski?
Unclear. Listen, I think they have a strong team as is. And I would imagine Dave has been doing this for a long time, and he knows how to add the right pieces at the right time. So I would trust his judgment, especially in these times. And I know the ownership from ownership's perspective, they want to win. So when you have those two things aligned, usually good things happen.
And I mean, I get where Chase is coming from, but I don't agree, because he talks about there trusting Dave Dombrowski's judgment. I can't trust his judgment because his judgment the last couple of years has been poor. Like, his judgment at the deadline the last 2 years has been wrong. Last year, you didn't get the right guys. And 2 years ago, especially, I mean, there were clear issues in front of him. We all knew Craig Kimbrell was probably going to break down. He's done it his entire career. He didn't go out and get anybody. Dave Dombrowski's judgment at the deadline has not been good. And that's maybe my even bigger concern than his willingness to trade the prospects, is I don't even trust that Dave Dombrowski truly knows what the Phillies need.
That's interesting to say it like that, TK, because you talk about the moves that he's made in the past. They really haven't worked out for him. But I also feel like part of that is on the people that they brought in here. Philly's a unique place, man, and I know we say that a lot, and a lot of people might not believe that, but it is. You know, and the fan base, they have a high standard here. And sometimes some guys can't live up to that standard, or they crumble under the pressure. So I think it's very important that when you start vetting these players, man, that you get the right guys that you feel like can fit the mentality of the city.
Yeah, and I just look at it, like, in 2023, Dave Dombrowski didn't correctly judge what the Phillies needed. Like, they needed a bullpen piece. He didn't go get one. He got another starter, and he got, a utility player in Castro who you couldn't even use. Last year, the moves didn't work out. I think the judgment, I guess, was better in terms of getting the positions you needed, but I don't trust his judgment in terms of even knowing exactly what the Phillies need. Because again, you look at the deadline and you look at the reports of, oh, well, they're solely focused on the bullpen. They're not looking at a bat. I think that would be a mistake. I think you got to look at all of it. Kyle, where are you on that? Do you trust that Dave Dombrowski knows what the Phillies need truly at the deadline?
So, with all the talk about, I don't know if we need a bat, probably going to be heavy bullpen stuff.
Not good judgment.
I don't know if I necessarily buy that, though. Because Dave, like, I don't know if Dave's fully showing his whole hand here.
Can't do it.
I think there's no way he doesn't know that this team needs a bat right now. There's no way. Now, I don't know if...
Counterpoint, he didn't know they needed a bullpen piece to replace Kimbrell in 2023.
So I don't know if he didn't know that. I think...
He just neglected to do his job?
I think sometimes where he gets into trouble is that he trusts what they have too much.
And he
can do that here too. But like, some of the things I think are so glaringly obvious when it comes to the prolonged stretches of like offensive droughts and stuff. And something tells me that he knows in the back of his head truly that they do need another bat in this lineup.
No, I hope so, because that they do. And if you don't address that, that's going to be a problem. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
So, I don't trust him at all. Not that he's a bad guy. I just don't trust that he'll do anything based on past season deadline. Now, he knows how to shop at Nordstrom's in the off season, but he seems to end up at Walmart or Kmart at the deadline.
They still got Kmart.
To get these guys. Well, nah, I don't. I think there's one left.
My bad. Make your own. I got stuck on the Kmart.
No, I think there is one Kmart left, and I think it's in Indiana. I'm pretty sure about that. But anyway, he just seems to bring in these guys that are roster fillers, it seems like, at the deadline. Do they need to do something? Yes. Obviously, they need maybe a bullpen or two piece, and I would still like to get a big bat. But I don't know. I don't think he'll do it. I really don't.
Yeah, and Jeff, that's kind of where I'm at as well, is I just feel like they need a lot. And I don't trust that Dave Dombrowski, number one, is going to do it. And number two, I don't even know that he is aware of all these issues, because I think there has been a general philosophy the last couple of years and general thinking that they're better than they are. And I just hope they've learned from their mistakes, and I'm not convinced they have.
Yeah, I mean, look, the team's getting older. We know that, the guys that are on the back half of their career. It's just, you need something, and some of these other teams are going to jump up and grab these guys. Now, like you said, Philly's a different place, so you got to find the right guys that fit. But that's what his job is. Like, do your job and find somebody, anybody.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Jeff, and appreciate the call, man. Thanks. And yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at, and this is where it is Dave Dombrowski's job, and it is his obligation to put this team in a position where he can win a World Series, because this pitching staff is just too good to waste. I know we talked about it a lot, but it's so true. It's just too special to let this pitching staff go to waste this year.
Yeah, and I think what part of the problem is, TK, is that, you know, you're weighing making a move against knowing that this good pitching is going to change in a couple of years, like quickly. It's going to change. It's going to change at the end of the year when you figure out what's going on with Ranger, if whether or not he's going to be here. And, you know, the potential longevity of Bryce. You know, JT's getting a little older. Kyle Schwarber not being here. So you have to weigh all that with what are you willing to give up to go all in to try to win this year, not knowing that it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, and it's definitely a risk.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of whether it's a risk you need to take or not. I think it is, and I hope Dave does it. 215-592-9494. But today, it's obviously a Friday, which also means it's a tri-day.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so what are we trying today, boys? How bad did I butcher the tri-day?
That was pretty rough.
Oh, all right.
It's all right.
Well, my first time doing a tri-day.
You've had more pregnant pauses this week, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm being more thoughtful in my takes.
That's the thing. I'm trying to adopt.
Less of that, please.
I'm trying to adopt Hugh's, I guess, philosophy of thoughtful takes.
No, because
it's leading to a lot of dead air.
Yeah.
No, because it's like, you know, with some of the questions that have been asked, and especially last night watching the Superman movie, I just, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, just taking it all in a little bit.
I got to say, I like this background music. I kind of wish this just played under us throughout the entire show. Well, it's soothing.
I don't.
Okay.
You know what the irony of it is, though? Since
I don't.
Yes. We're looking for bad songs today because we have some sort of it's an awful rendition of a song that we all know.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to play this later.
It's so funny. We're going to play it later. But the irony of this is the background music is, remember that song Friday by Rebecca Black?
Oh, I was thinking about
it's Friday,
Ice Cube.
Friday. That's the parody. This is like, it's like a notoriously awful song.
Oh, I got to Google this now.
Okay. Yeah, so are we giving our bad songs, or do we just
we'll leave it up to the callers. We don't want to take
okay,
it
there you go.
I guess this one's mine, Friday by Rebecca Black.
Okay.
I'll play it in next.
All right, there you go. But sorry for butchering Tri-Day, guys, but that we're giving bad songs today. That's what we want for.
Do we all have to give a bad song? Well, this is your bad song,
you can
Friday.
Go ahead.
Kyle's so mad right now.
I'm just thinking because I'm like the Millie. Well, it wasn't really that bad, but it was just bad when you found out they couldn't sing.
Yeah,
girl, you know it's true.
Okay,
that was pretty bad.
All right, well there you go.
Or the White Right Said Fred song. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Oh,
too
that's sexy. You don't like that song? That was hot back. Was that in the 80s? I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. And I'm sorry to Kyle, who's I can tell just so angry.
I mean, it's
right
Friday.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Give us a bad song with your calls on the Phillies. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to get this deadline deal right? That is the question that we're asking today. Do you truly trust him? And ESPN, they released their offseason grades for every NFL team. We'll tell you what the Eagles got, and I wonder where people stand on one specific part of this. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.